Welcome back to the Sips and Tips podcast, season 3, episode 1. Now, this is the podcast where we, each week, we will mix up a craft cocktail, and then we're going to fix all your problems. I'm Kitch.
And I'm Mrs. Kitch.
Well, I was going to bring that up later. Today, we're going to mix up a gin lemonade cocktail, but first, I feel like we should explain to both our listeners...
Me and you.
Why it's been so long between episodes.
Why is that?
Well, we are no longer a dating couple. That's why. We are now a married couple.
So we're married and arguing too much to bother.
Yeah, that's right.
This,
yeah. We couldn't freaking agree on anything. As soon as the ring went on, people, it was just
downhill.
Yeah. Tension. So on December 23rd last year, in a very small ceremony, we tied the knot and we've been traveling the world on our honeymoon ever since. Right?
Oh, sure.
Sure.
That sounds good. I like that idea.
Through the magic of Netflix, Crave, and Amazon Prime. So anyway. That's why we've been a little absent. That's part of the reason. We also had some loud background noise and some visitors from other provinces and things like that that have slowed down the process. But now that winter is coming and it's dark out at 6 o'clock, This is the perfect season to drink more and talk about other people's problems. Yeah. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Good. Glad we're on the same page for once since December 23rd of last year.
Yes. But that's okay. The only time.
That's the only time we've ever agreed on something. So, we went out to dinner last night and we tried this fantastic drink. It was a gin basil lemonade cocktail. Right? That's what it was called?
Yep.
So, we're going to mix one of those up today without the basil because we couldn't find it anywhere.
It's the usual.
The usual. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm sure if we could have found it, it would have been $19 for 5 little leaves.
Probably.
So we didn't bother. But we are going to make the gin lemonade cocktail without the basil. So why don't you run us through the list of ingredients that the folks will need.
Okay. So you're going to need 2 ounces of gin, 1 ounce of Cointreau. I had to learn how to say that one. Still can't remember it when I look at it. Or as we're going to use triple sec because as it says what the difference is, one of them is triple sec is cheaper.
Yeah.
And we have it.
And
the
it
last
already.
Time we went to try to find Cointreau, we couldn't find it. Mm-hmm. So I said, I don't want to bother running around trying to find it. We have triple sec. So juice of half a lemon, 2.5 ounces of this one is diet tonic water for you that are watching your weight.
Like me.
Yep. 5 basil leaves, which we don't have, so we will leave them out. 1 lemon slice and some ice.
And for the gin, we are actually using a industrial size bottle of Kirkland London Dry Natural Botanicals. It weighs about 36 pounds, and I'm sure I'm going to have to pour this for Andrea when it comes time to get that in the little... What do they call this thing again?
Measuring glass? I have no idea.
What kind of mixologist has no idea what that's
the
called?
Isn't it half ounce measurer?
It's like a looks like a booze hammer.
Yeah,
that's what we'll call it from now on.
Half. It tells me half one.
So okay. we're gonna use the 1 ounce booze hammer.
Okay, so I'm gonna need your help. So we're gonna do doubled. So 4 ounces of gin.
4 ounces of gin, and that's. Ooh, that was good, actually. Okay, 4 ounces of gin.
Yeah.
1.
Oh, I almost missed.
Don't miss.
No, I don't want to waste the gin.
I love the smell.
Yeah.
Of gin. It's very...
I've only recently started liking gin. I'm quite sad that I didn't drink it.
That's 3, right?
Yeah.
And 4. Oh, little spillage, but nothing too serious.
Okay. Oh, I lost my...
So we got 4 ounces of Kirkland London Dry Gin.
Okay, now we need 2 ounces of our Axis.
Two ounces of triple sec. And we had to look to see what the difference was between Triple Sec and Cointreau. They're both an orange liqueur. Cointreau is a higher quality, if I'm understanding it right.
Yes, hence the more expensive, so I would hope it's higher quality.
And know, though. Cointreau is a stronger, smoother, and more complex flavor than Triple Sec. But for a simple lemonade, we probably don't need anything too crazy. So we're using Triple Sec. And we use the Axis brand because it is literally dirt cheap when you go to really any liquor store, probably. Oh, that smells so good. Okay. From way over here.
So I've mixed the gin, the Triple Sec, and the lemon juice into my shaker with ice. Now I'm going to shake it up.
Now we're going to shake it up. It's very clicky.
Yes.
In the headphones.
Yes.
So how's it been being married to me for a year?
You're throwing that one at me first?
Yeah.
It hasn't been a year yet. We're almost
Well, almost. Year. I mean, we're getting there.
Hang on. Let me do this before I try okay, to. I can't multitask. Okay, so I'm supposed to muddle basil leaves in my glass, but I do not have that. So I add some ice cubes to my glass.
Yep.
Oh, I'm supposed to leave this on. I am out of practice with this. Oh, my God.
Well, I had to try to figure out how to use the podcast mixer all over again because it had been so long. But we'll get it. Bear with us, you two.
Yeah.
Both of our listeners.
Didn't we have someone in India before?
We had one in India, a couple in Great Britain. And I think that's pretty much it.
Okay, so now I just pour.
Yep.
Into my glass. Try to make it even because we have to top it with our tonic.
That looks like a bunch of booze. Holy.
Perfect.
Yeah, it looks good.
Okay. And then we just top it with our diet.
Diet. Make sure it's diet.
Tonic water. Because tonic water is apparently very sugary. I had to look up the difference between tonic water and soda water because I don't like either. So.
Oh, you got it. Can you okay there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't open cans very often because I don't drink this stuff.
Yeah, we both actually were not quite sure what the difference was between club soda or soda water and tonic water. And apparently tonic water has a lot more sugar and should have a sweeter finish than a soda water should. So
not sure. Can I
just... So we're using the tonic water as the recipe recommends. And this recipe, I like to mention usually that we got this one from whateverpieces.com. And that's just as it sounds, whateverpieces.com. So if you're looking for some good drink recipes, I would suggest you check them out. Okay, we done here?
Yeah. Just have to take my photo. Ooh. For
those look very tasty.
All of the social media that nobody looks at.
Yeah. Well, gotta get the glasses in there at least. There you go. Okay. Nice.
All right.
Okay, so let's check this
now
out.
Let me see if this is good. The I'm not sure what's gin, floating in it.
I mean, cocktail.
It might have just been from the lemons.
Lemon, probably. Cheers.
Cheers. Mm. Yep.
I could drink that all day long.
It's very good.
Yep.
Definitely not as sweet as the one last night.
No, and I think so.
I think that one was maybe had some sugar or something like that in it.
Maybe a simple syrup or something. Yeah. But actually, this being a little less sweet probably would make it easier to drink over if you were having a yep. few of them, for sure. So
I like this one. It's very lemony. I probably could have cut back on the lemon.
Oh, see, and I could have gone a little heavier on the lemon.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think a little more lemon would be good.
It's a little, it's very tart. That's good.
Very good. I would highly recommend checking it out.
Yeah.
And I will say that when you have the basil in the drink, It does the basil would have made
a big difference. Yes,
but it is very good, very easy to drink.
They didn't muddle the basil in the one yesterday. It was just a leaf.
Well, not that we know of. They did throw a leaf on the top.
Yeah, I think you would have seen it though.
You think so?
If it had been in the glass, you would have seen. Fair it. Enough. It's almost like when you get like a rum. What's that one where they muddle the mint? You see it floating in there.
Yeah, I have no clue.
A mojito.
Oh. Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense. Totally makes sense. Okay, well, okay. That was the...
Drink is made. That was very easy.
That was very easy. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's one that we could just make in the evening without a whole lot of effort, and it's very tasty, and I like it. So, and the Kirkland London Dry Gin is a... it's not too... Sometimes I find gin, especially Tanqueray, sometimes to be too much. Like you have to add lots of mix or lots of cut to it. But this one's very nice.
I like what they write for gin.
What do they write for gin? You think I can see that from here?
Okay. Kirkland Signature crafted this original London dry gin by using pot stills and a small batch approach. Classic botanical notes of juniper, zesty citrus peel, and coriander display beautiful aromatics on the nose. The flavors are captured in the taste that develops on the palate to deliver a long, clean finish. It's like wine.
Yeah.
It's very fancy. Actually,
it is. Sounds extremely fancy.
Yep.
But that's good. I like it. Okay. So, whateverpieces.com, the gin, lemonade, soda...
Tonic. Not soda.
Gin, lemonade, tonic.
Soda would be too sour because we determined tonic has more sugar.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. So if you don't like the sugar, go with the
soda.
Soda. Okay. That's that. We'll be right back in just a second with our first of a couple of problems to talk about. Okay. We have our... Gin lemonade?
Yes.
It sounds
the basil.
It sounds too short. We need to come up with a fantastic name. Well, you can say
cocktail at the end, which is gin lemonade
cocktail.
It's just a gin. It's just a gin lemonade, literally.
It's funny how that one little word makes it sound that much better. Gin lemonade cocktail.
Yes.
I like it. Okay. Our first user. Why would I call it a user problem? When you use our podcast and have a problem, our first listener problem submitted to us by Kevin. You know what sucks, people? I'm just going to throw this out there right now. I'll be 49 in 2 weeks, and I have the eyeballs of a 90-year-old. So I'm going to take my glasses off now.
We didn't have this problem. Like, I could see the computer much better
I know.
A year and a half ago.
I know. Now I got to take my glasses off and hold the phone 4 inches from the tip of my nose so I can read this competently.
I told you, increase the font on your phone.
Yeah, but that doesn't work with a web page.
It should.
No, I don't think so. Because I increased the font on my text messages.
Yeah.
But it didn't increase this. Like, I've got to zoom this in.
Oh.
And then I can hold the way out, but then I have to scroll the page back and forth. Yeah. So yeah. I'm going to get a bracket that goes around my face and holds this right in front of my nose.
Go back to putting it on the computer.
Yeah, that would be better. Yeah. So this one was sent to us by user kitten324. Sounds like a child, quite frankly, but we'll see what she says. I went on a first date with this guy that I met online. It went well, I thought, and at the end of the date, he kissed me a few times as we chatted and said goodbye. He suggested that we meet again next week. Anyway, the next morning, I messaged saying thanks for driving an hour to come meet me, and I hope he enjoyed the bar. Anyway, he never replied. What the hell? Why did he kiss me? Why did he suggest meeting again? We are in our 30s. He could easily have replied and said, upon reflection, I don't think we should meet again. Isn't that just basic human decency? Our dog really wants to go outside right now.
I will go let her outside.
You know what, kitten324? I find it hard to believe that there is such a thing as basic human decency these days. So... I don't think that what he did was probably that out of the ordinary in the dating world. However, You ask why he kissed you a few times. I can guarantee you it was because he was hoping for a whole lot more. And when he didn't get a whole lot more, he probably just said, well, on to the next one.
So, I didn't think of that. But yeah, you might be very, very right about that.
Yeah, he probably didn't have a whole lot of interest in you. And don't take that personally. It's not you. It's him. But he was looking.
He was interested enough for one night.
For one night. And he probably figured, because he's one of those shallow 30-something guys online dating, that, well, I drove over an hour.
If he drove all the way for an hour, he was probably
hour ready there, to. Hour back. Maybe he didn't want to go home at all. Maybe he was hoping you'd invite him in and he'd leave after breakfast. I mean.
Yep. And then he's one of those guys who can't say to your face, thanks for the date, bye. Yeah. And he has to sort of end it with, let's get together again.
Yeah, was it on
what show was that?
Friends. That was Chandler. Right. Well, this is great. Let's do it again sometime.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly it. Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. Don't take it personally. I mean, that's going to happen, especially when you're online dating.
Yeah.
Any dating. I think you're probably lucky he showed up in the first place if you had to drive an hour. Because most people wouldn't go that far, but I guarantee you if he did and he stayed for the entire date and he took you home and he gave you a few kisses, the reason why he didn't call you back was because you're A, too far away, and he's not going to drive an hour every time he wants to come see you, and B, he was really hoping that you would invite him inside.
Yeah, that's probably it.
I don't think there's too much else to read into that. Pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Does he
doesn't text her back at all, right? He just ghosts her?
No response. Yeah. Just a plain old ghost. So, yep.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why he wouldn't just text you, but it's really not that hard to text back and say, yes, thanks, sorry, I know I said we would see each other again, but I'm not really interested.
And yeah.
If it's because of the drive or whatever it is, I'm surprised.
Yeah.
That someone can't just text that, because it's really not that difficult. But I guess that's sort of what happens a lot of the time.
Okay, I'm going to be a jerk and go in a totally different direction.
Okay.
Are you a bad kisser, kitten 324? Maybe that did it.
Maybe.
I mean, it would do it for me.
Bad breath.
Yeah. Did you have garlic at the bar? Did you have garlic whole loaf from what's that place?
Garlic whole loaf?
Yeah, it's on the commercial with the little kid that goes, hey, Dad, they brought us more garlic whole loaf. I have no idea. Eastside Mario's. Yeah.
I hope that's not where you went on your date.
Well, probably not, but I mean.
It's a little loud and family-ish for a date.
True. Yeah. That is true. And it sounded like they went to a bar. Yeah. So, yeah.
Your drink had garlic. Was it like a martini with garlic?
Or is it onion? Like those
no,
little,
it's onion.
It's onion, yeah. It's the little pickled onions or whatever. Yeah. So, two scenarios here, kitten. Either he's a jerk or you disgusted him. And he has no interest in coming back an hour each way just to be disgusted again. Look inward and then look outward. That's my advice. Don't you think?
I mean, that's certainly could be the case.
Yeah. Well, three days ago was the anniversary of our first date.
Yes.
If I had disgusted you when we sat at Perks and had a coffee, whether it's an hour away or not, and you didn't have to drive anywhere.
I was 5 minutes.
Yeah, you were 5 minutes. Yeah. Would you have been interested in getting together again?
No.
Absolutely not. No. So
that's why it's always good to get that kiss out of the way in the beginning.
Yeah. That's true.
You don't have to waste any more time.
That's right. See?
Yeah, right away.
So, kitten.
Rip the Band-Aid off.
Take a few minutes and stand in front of the mirror. Check your breath. Make sure you don't have, spinach in your
teeth.
Maybe
there was something in her teeth. Who knows?
That's what I was
whole
just
night.
Yeah, maybe he's sitting across the table from you, and you've got a big old chunk of green spinach right in between your two front teeth. And he's such a nice guy, he couldn't tell you.
That's not nice, but it is awkward to say, especially when you don't know the person. Oh, it's extremely awkward. Nice to not say something. It's nicer to say something, but a lot of people have a hard time with that.
Yeah.
I do. I'll sit there and watch somebody's green thing.
You know what I do? Because I've been in this position.
And it makes me so uncomfortable.
I know. But I've been in this position at work lunches and things like that, where you're sitting across the table from someone. So I always get my phone, put on the camera, and I check myself. Take a quick
look. Yeah.
And that quite often prompts people to see, this is your tip. We had our sips. This is your tip. When you're sitting across the table from someone and they've got junk in their teeth and you can't even look at them.
Like,
check your teeth, your own teeth, and that'll cue them that maybe they ought to check theirs too.
I don't know if I would clue into that. I'm so socially dumb. I'd probably not even notice.
Yeah. Or dry heave a couple of times when they speak to you and they'll wonder what the hell. And then you can just say, you got to do something about your teeth.
Oh, dude. That reminds me of the TikTok I just saw.
Oh.
I'm not going to be able to remember who it is. Hang on.
But that's what I would do. I would check into that because, you know, there's a number of reasons. And I personally think we were on track with the first one. He was hoping you'd invite him in.
Yeah.
And you didn't, which is fine. It's first date. I mean, you don't want to come off like one of those girls, right? So, and when you didn't, he gave up. He's a shallow, shallow individual and probably a man whore. So.
I'm just going to get your reaction as you watch this.
Okay. What am I watching? Alvarado.
So it's Kate Winslet and who's that guy?
It's Hugh Jackman.
Check his neck.
Oh, my God. He has testicles on his neck. What movie is this?
I don't know if it's a movie or just a spoof video or something, but she's on a first date with Hugh Jackman with testicles on his neck.
Yeah. It's like he's hanging truck nuts around his face.
I just saw it. I'm like, what the hell am I seeing? Well, could you imagine? That's worse than spinach.
That is much worse than spinach.
But at the very end, when you said dry heaving, just watch her. At the very end, he's like eating soup and he gets some on the testicle on his neck. And she says, no, it's off a little to the left, And he's like, on the dangly part.
Wow.
And then he goes to eat his soup and she's like dry heaving. Just watch.
I think this is movie 43.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, look at that. That's gross.
So that totally reminded me of this.
Yep, that's exactly what it would be.
Oh, you missed the...
It's a good little dry heave. Oh, gross.
Hang on. She's gonna just wait.
Ugh. That was hair. Oh, I can't even. It's going to make me puke.
Ugh. So, okay. Anyway.
So, if you have something in your teeth or testicles on your neck, they're probably not going to want to come back for date number two.
No, sorry, that was a bit of a tangent, but.
Yeah, we went off the rails a little bit there, but that's fine. Okay, I have to take my glasses off again to read the second problem.
Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, you can read it. Okay. There.
I can still see close up. Yeah, but I now need glasses even after my eye surgery. Let's get back to glasses again. Oh. Okay, so Walpney.
Yeah, I don't know how you pronounce that. User Walpney.
Walpney. So there's this girl. She was a schoolmate I often exchanged glances with, but that was as far as our interactions went. This summer, though, she texted me and we became fast friends. 3 weeks later, she confessed to me, and in a moment of panic and confusion, I accepted. Confess what? That she likes him?
I think that's what I got. Confused
by that.
That's what I got.
Okay, she must have told him that she likes him. And in a moment of panic and confusion, I accepted. So she asked you out?
Yeah.
Now we're in a relationship, but after letting it marinate a day in, wow, a whole day, maybe I'm not romantically interested in her as I thought I was. When she tells me I love you after a whole day, I don't feel butterflies and just guilt. I'm definitely an asshole. It was my first ever romantic experience, so I was confused. Should I break up or go along with the relationship and see where it goes? I know this will hurt her, and I'm such a coward, so I can only come here for advice. Wow.
Well, I'm pretty sure, Wolpney, there are other avenues for you for advice, because if you've ever listened to our advice, you probably wouldn't have come here for it.
He wants brutal honesty.
Brutal honesty. Here it is. You're probably not good enough for her. Chances are the person you're dealing with is someone who is, I get the impression, perhaps highly emotional, quickly attaching, very, what's the word I'm looking for? Not outwardly intimate, but very, it'll hit me. And you seem to be the type of person who is quick to judge and shallow. And I think you hit it right on the nose when you said you're a coward.
Yeah. You're obviously, I'm thinking, quite young.
That's the other.
You thought you liked her. You don't actually like her. You've just started dating. Just break up with her.
It was the thrill of the chase.
I don't even think there was a chase. Like, they exchanged some glances and then became friends over texting. Texted me and then we became friends.
But they were classmates, friends, right?
But only for 3 weeks were they friends.
Right, yeah, okay.
Like, really, you haven't been in this person's life very long. I don't think she's going to, you know, pine over you for the next 20 years. Maybe you feel a little more about yourself than you really are.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why she loves you already, but I'm just guessing this is just an extremely young relationship.
It sounds very high school.
Yeah.
And the one thing to remember is that there's lots of fish in the sea, and you need to do this girl a favor and break it off nicely.
Yep.
Don't be a dick.
Nope.
You're just not feeling it. Sorry. You're great, but this doesn't work for me. And let her move on. And in 3 weeks, she'll be telling somebody else she loves them.
Yep.
And you'll still be a dick.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. Like, I don't know that it's that.
Maybe by the time you're 30, you might grow up.
I really wish people would give us an idea when we see these, how old they are. Because I do feel like this is a very juvenile.
Well, first ever romantic experience. Yeah. I mean, this could be grade 9.
This could be my kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. After listening to them in the back of my truck today doing the bottle drive, this could be my kid.
Yeah, this could literally be grade 9, grade 10.
To all you other parents out there, I hope you never have to sit in the front seat of your truck and listen to 4 13-year-old boys talk about whose mom is the hottest.
Did you do that
when you were 13? Talk about whose mom, not in front of an adult.
They don't seem to care.
And I grew up in the...
What they say. Maybe it's just because of you.
When I was...
I don't know.
When I was...
I never heard that stuff when
Ariana was... No, and here. When I was their age, it was the late 80s. Mid to late 80s, nobody was hot.
Almost looked like they were 60 when they were 30.
Yeah. Like, have you seen that meme?
It was all the smoking and the drinking and the bad hairdos.
Have you seen the meme about the gym teachers? Gym teachers today look like the model off the cover of a Maxim magazine. And female gym teachers in my day look like the Ultimate Warrior. That's the way they all looked. So... No, there were
everybody
no hot moms.
Everybody in my junior high liked our gym teacher. Yeah. The guy and the girl, both of them were hot.
Yeah.
Mr. Fix. Mr. Fix. And I can't remember her name in junior high. Yeah, all the guys thought she was hot and all the girls thought Mr. Fix was hot.
I don't remember ever having conversations about anyone's mom being hot. So yeah, I get the impression that these two are high school students and you just need to end it nicely.
Yeah, it's... Everybody moves on really quickly, and it's usually high drama in high school. High drama with the breakup, some, you know, crying and I hate you and
And it'll last for 2 days.
Possibly some rumors spread or something. Who knows? Just don't be the person who does that.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, everybody meets someone else and off you go.
Off you go. So I hope that helps, Walpney, or whatever your name was.
I don't know. Your phone died out.
Yeah, Walpney.
Walpney.
I think that W-A-L-P-N-E. That, I don't know that there's any other way to pronounce that, really.
Walpney. I don't know.
Peony.
Peony? Wall peony.
Wall peony. Like the flower?
I don't know. I'm just saying peony fast.
That could be. Yep. P-N-E. Wow. Okay.
Okay.
Anyhow.
Yeah.
So, just like we did on in our previous episodes, we have a segment at the end of each podcast that we call Our Moments. Wasn't that nice?
We didn't do any of the other sounds. We gotta, actually, when you start asking me questions, you can use a few. I'm sure you'll have opportunity.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So how are we going to do this? I have three Our Moments cards.
Well, I wanted to just give us each three because I couldn't remember if we've read all of them or not, some of them, so I didn't want to do repeats. So I went, pick the one you want to read the most out of the three.
Oh,
God.
Wow. This is, I don't know if my kids listen to this or not. I don't know if I want to read, you know what I'm saying? Okay, I'm going to go with this one, but I'll ask you the other one off the air.
Okay, okay. Okay, ask me the other one off air.
And then we have the hot seat questions, which we'll each do one of those as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Pardon me. My first Our Moments question. What is one time lately that I've made you feel great about yourself, and how can I do that more often?
You do that a lot. You always tell me I have a great butt.
Yeah, like...
constantly.
30 times a day. Yeah.
And, like, we go to Costco and I get that. Oh, you look sexy. Like, really?
Well, you were the sexiest one in Costco today. I'll tell you that right now. Between the hairnets and the hillbillies, it was.
Oh, good. Well, that makes me feel great.
No.
I'm glad I'm sexier than hairnets and hillbillies.
I'm just saying. Like, you're always sexy, but that's what we ran into at Costco today. So. I just thought I should tell you that you were sexy so that you never, ever wore a hairnet or dressed like a hillbilly. So, yeah, that's...
Yeah, no, you do that all the time.
Well, I'm glad to hear that because that's my job.
Yes, you're very, very, very good at that.
Well, that's good.
I'm not so good at always taking the compliments, but I got better. I get better.
You do get better, yep. Or you have been getting better.
You did it a lot when you first... I would look at you like, really?
Yeah. Yeah, you really did not know.
No, I didn't do well in the beginning when you complimented me. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't believe it.
No. Sometimes I think you still don't believe it.
Sometimes.
Yeah. I can tell by the look on your face. Like, what? Really? Are you serious right now? But, yes. Yes. You can believe it. Because I'll tell you, you need to do something with your hair or whatever. I'm not going to lie to you. I will be honest. Like, are you really going out wearing that?
Oh, no, that's dangerous. That's dangerous, because then that gets into, does this make me look, I'm going to start asking you questions. Does this make me look fat?
No.
I would never ask that question.
Well, that's good.
Because
I don't
want either answer. I don't want to lie. Mm-hmm. I don't want to just be, I mean, sometimes I might if I'm struggling to leave the house because I feel like horrendous. Sometimes I need a little bit of a lie, because there are times when I'm like, I don't want to leave the house because I feel like I'm a stuffed sausage in my clothes and I don't want to
leave the house. Jesus Christ.
So sometimes I need the, no, you look really hot, and then I'm all, okay, I'll leave the house.
You always look really hot. How many times have I said as we're walking out the door, do I need to go change because I don't feel like I look good enough to be in public with you?
Yeah, I know.
So.
But I don't know why you need to change, because I don't dress up.
Well, you just have that look, I guess. Classic beauty.
Like, I do not dress up people.
Yeah.
My wardrobe consists of tank tops, zip up, jacket things, and jeans.
Mm. Well, we went out to our 4-year anniversary last night, and I didn't feel, and you were just wearing jeans and a...
Well, I did wear sort of my sweater shirt thing, yeah, or whatever that is. But.
And I didn't feel like I was up to par.
I think we were pretty matched.
Oh, well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
You weren't wearing jogging pants.
Oh, no. And if you're listening, sorry, you know who you are. Jogging pants.
It's okay. That's your son, too.
Yeah, that's true.
We have a jogging pants living in this house.
We have a 13-year-old jogging pant kid. Okay.
Okay. My turn?
Your turn. Our moments. Do you want the harp again? Here. Yeah. Our moments. It's like Tinkerbell just flew over. So.
It is.
Pick a good one.
Okay. I know the answer to that one. Let's go with this one.
That drink went down way too easy, by the way, people.
I haven't drank. I've been talking too much.
You know what we should do? We should have like 6 of these and then do the our moments.
Oh, my God, yes.
That would be good. Mm-hmm. Might end in divorce, but it could be good.
Might end in what?
Divorce.
No.
No?
If gin is like tequila, then I'll be happy.
Oh, okay.
I think it is. It's the panty remover, remember? Gin is panty remover.
I'll be right back. People making some more drinks. No.
I'm already not wearing any.
This is live.
It's live. He's like, I got to edit this now. Yeah. Nobody's listening.
Whatever. Nobody's listening. It doesn't matter.
It's fine. Okay. We like to just talk into microphones.
That's right. Yeah. Makes us feel good about our Saturday night at home alone.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Our moments.
Okay, what's a favorite memory from when we were dating and what made it so fun?
Ooh.
Or do you remember any of it?
I do, actually.
Okay. Yeah.
And my answer would probably surprise you. And I think it had something to do, it had a little to do with it being fun, but it had a lot to do with me discovering how much I could get away with. If that makes any sense at all.
Oh, I want to hear this. Okay, what is it?
So, we met October 18th, 2019. And in between Christmas and New Year, 2019, we went to a house party where I recorded with the hockey coaches.
That was New Year's Eve.
A podcast. No, it wasn't New Year's Eve.
Was it?
No. No, it was in between. It was like December 28th, 29th, something like that. I still have the podcast somewhere. So anyway, we recorded a podcast, and it was a controversial topic. And I'm not going to get into it here because this isn't the time or the place, but it was a controversial topic. And it created some argument.
Not with me.
Not with you. No.
I stayed out of that one for shockingly enough.
But with me, it did. And when we left there, I was actually quite concerned that that was going to be the last time I ever saw you. And I'm not even joking. Like, it was because there was some tension and there was some, you know, voices raised and things like that. And I'm not one to back down from too much when it comes to that. And that was the first time we'd ever had that sort of an interaction in any way, shape, or form. And I didn't know if I was taking you home for the last time or if you were going to be back. So I think that's probably one of my favorite memories from our early dating days, because it said a lot about you, and I think it taught you a lot about me, good or bad. I don't know how you want to.
Well, I feel like I've told you this before, but that situation, the reason that it not only didn't bother me, but I actually could even say I liked it. Not, I didn't like your stance on the topic.
Right.
I did not agree with your stance on the topic, but oh, I know. I saw myself in you that night because I have been that person.
Right.
At parties. And then you, not long later, witnessed it yourself.
Yes, that's right. I did. I did.
Where yep. I became that person at the yep. party instead of you. No, like I was like, he'll stand up for what he thinks.
Yeah.
He's not worried about
offending
people or, I mean, I'm not going to say, you well, should no. worry about offending people, but you weren't worried about, like, I'm the type of person that if I have an opinion or a stance and it's not always right, the way I go about it either, and your way about it wasn't correct either, but neither was the other person's. Mm-hmm. Everybody was off the rails.
Yeah.
And that's usually because of alcohol.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think I was under the influence that much because we had been, and that I do have a few drinks when we recorded the other podcast, but I'm not, only once have I ever been off.
Oh, like, I remember that podcast yeah, where you could barely
I couldn't speak. Even speak. I was like, yeah, hey, girl, is that going to fucking hilarious.
Yeah, but and you,
Connor scored a goal. That's how it went.
Kind oh my of. God. No, it was just for me to be able to have, because then I could think, okay, if that ever, because I get in myself into those situations sometimes, mm-hmm. and I'm like, okay, so that means that you will have some understanding.
Oh, yeah.
When I get myself into those types of situations
yeah.
with my opinionated opinions.
Yeah, I agree.
So, no, I didn't even, like, I was kind of like, it was fun to watch the show and not be
part of it. Well, and at that point, you were still new to the crowd, so to speak. So.
Well, that's probably why I didn't get involved, is because yeah. I knew nobody.
Yeah.
So, like, it doesn't usually take me much to get involved, but that was too new
yeah.
for me to bother with my, although I think I said a few things.
Oh, I can't imagine you actually, like,
did like
you
I just did, but right I, up. But I said them diplomatically, which is generally how I am until I'm comfortable with a person.
Right.
And then I become comfortable with you and you get the shit.
That's shit true. Show. Yes, folks, I've seen it. I have seen it.
So no, that kind of said to me that we're actually very similar personality-wise.
Yes, I agree. And that I always think back to, you know, because I remember a couple of coffee dates and I think we went to the brew house early on and stuff like that. And I, you know, those are all good. But I remember that was the date that I think told me that, yep, this is going somewhere. So, yeah. Excellent. Well, that was very interesting.
Yeah, that was. I wouldn't have thought of that situation.
No. No, well, I'm trying to keep it PG. Like I said, I don't know if the kids listen to this or not. So I really hope they don't.
Yeah.
Okay. And what are the other cards that we've got here? These are hot seat
so
cards.
Hot seat, you have to read it and you have to answer it. So you read one to me and I have to answer it like I am you.
Oh.
Be gentle on me.
Wow. Some of these are very easy. Okay, I'll ask you this one first.
Okay.
What is my go-to snack?
There's a few. Popcorn?
Yep. That's one of them for sure.
It's your go-to snack?
Yep.
Currently, chewy granola bars covered in peanut butter.
Yes. My God, people, if you haven't tried this, take a Quaker Chewy granola bar and put peanut butter on top of it, and it is so good. Oh, my God.
What's that other thing you were snacking on for a while that you kept buying? Now I can't remember what they were.
Oh, I really like the dill pickle pretzel sticks.
That's dill pickle pretzel sticks, your dill pickle almond,
anything dill pickle.
Yeah, but popcorn is usually almost always in those.
Including dill pickles. I do like dill pickles.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I think you're right.
Okay.
You got that one.
Okay.
Do I go again?
Or are you going? I can go.
Yeah, why don't you go? So I answer like I'm you.
Yeah.
That's the whole. Okay. And this game, people, is called Hot Seat for both of you listening.
It's funny. I'd be interested to hear what you say about.
Good.
These are all good. Okay. I'll start this one because this one could be funny. Okay. I'm starting my own church called the Church of Blank.
And this is you calling it the...
My church. What would I call my church?
Oh,
I don't even know. I'd have to think about this one.
I think it would have bullshit in the title somewhere. Oh, that's a good one. I don't know. If you start your own church.
I wouldn't mind. I'll get some tax. No taxes.
The church of dogs are gods.
Dogs are gods.
And it would look cool on a sign because it's just backwards.
Oh, I know it is.
Dogs and gods.
I know. Dog is God backwards. Yeah. But dogs are actually real.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, that's a good question. The Church of Don't Feed Me Your Bullshit.
That one. Yeah, it would. I mean, it could be the Church of the Atheists, but we wouldn't gather.
Have church.
Like that. Although, yeah. There is a Facebook page where you can gather at coffee shops.
Atheists?
Mm-hmm.
So,
and they go and chit chat.
So they congregate? Is that what I'm hearing? Yes. Atheists have a place to congregate? Yes. Wow.
Coffee shop.
Well, that's cool. I mean,
they get dressed up in their robes and
yeah.
Read out of their atheist
that just seems,
book of how to live your life.
That just seems really.
I'm kidding. They don't. I don't think they do that.
Well, no. But just the fact that they have congregations at coffee shops.
I think the thing is that. Not so much here or in my experience, but a lot of them can't even say they're atheists at either their families or their jobs or anything.
Oh, so they have
retribution.
They have a group to get.
It's almost like a support group because they actually can't tell people a lot of the time. It's almost like being gay.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Or.
Because to think that
transgender in this day and age, being an atheist is probably worse.
To think that atheists congregate somewhere is like that Twitter post that said there are flat earth believers all around the globe.
Yeah.
It just doesn't seem like it makes a lot of sense to me.
No.
So
I think, yeah, I think they have like support groups because I think in some cases, many of them are in the closet.
Okay. Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Are we going to do one more of these?
If you want to, if you have a good one.
Actually, both. I'd be curious to know what you said about both of these. If I owned a traveling circus, what would it be called?
Oh, I'm so bad at these kinds of things. I have no creativity. Well, it would have to have something to do with music and the Tragically Hip.
Absolutely. Yep.
And now that you're such a dog father, we'd have to have a dog in there.
I never once said I was a dog
father. Yes, you are. You even have the cup.
I do have the cup, actually.
But how to actually name that?
The Traveling Hip.
The Traveling Hip. Yes. But what do you do in your traveling circus? You play...
It would be
do
like...
Do I get to go up and play Guitar Hero to Tragically Hip songs?
Oh, you could do that. And then it would be like going on all the rides at... Yes. We'd have all the rides like you have at K-Days, but... All the music that plays on all the rides is Gord Downie and the Tragically Hip.
Oh, instead of It's a Small World, we can go in a boat.
Yeah.
And listen to what's your favorite, like, slow, scared.
Scared? Oh, yeah.
That would be great on a long boat ride.
On a long boat ride. Just trying to think if there are any other hip tunes that would make good ride titles. It's a good ride if you don't weaken. If it something like that. Yeah. Okay, and okay. I'm gonna read this one because I think
like that, before I go.
Oh no, yeah, absolutely, it's your turn. Sorry, people.
Well, I'm going to see how you answered this one for me. I could get, this could backfire on me.
Great. Okay.
What is the largest change that will happen to me in the next 5 years?
You're going to get pregnant.
That is not, no. You're like, that's like the exact opposite of what I figured you were going to say.
Oh. What? No.
What's the opposite of being able to get pregnant?
Yeah, I know, but not in 5 years. No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Nope.
Do you think? Yes, I'm like 30. Audience, I'm 30.
30.
Not happening anytime soon.
No, I think... I saw the way you looked at that stack of diapers at Costco today. I think that
you're thinking, oh, those would be really good when I can't get
not to the depends fast the enough. Not the depends the Huggies
sitting on the couch and like I want to get up again. I don't think the Huggies are going to fit me.
That's true. I think the biggest change that's going to happen to you in the next 5 years, I could honestly see you moving on to a different job.
Really?
Yep.
I don't know. I know it's because I complain all the time, but honestly, I don't think I can do the interviews anymore.
Yeah.
And I don't think I can do the, like, I've already sort of changed jobs for the next year and a half.
Oh, that's true.
And it's different, but the same within the same people. So it's not a huge change, but I don't know that I could do a whole learning curve change anymore. My brain doesn't work. I'm going through the change. Or the pre-change where your brain stops working.
Stops functioning. And then...
It just does not work.
Well,
does not work. So maybe if in 5 years it starts to work again and I can actually learn something new.
Well, that's true.
I have no memory. I have no memory.
So. Okay.
That was fun.
Yep, that was fun. So that was season three.
Can the next 5 years be retirement? That I would do.
It could be your retirement. I'm nowhere near retirement, but you could retire in 3 years probably.
No.
No?
I didn't start till I was 27.
Hmm. That's so true.
I have a ways to go yet.
Well, we'll see. Maybe by next episode we'll come up with... a plan for the next 5 years.
Yeah, we should.
It's like that.
We have never done a plan.
It's like that interview question where they ask you where you see yourself in 5 years.
Yeah.
And I say, celebrating the anniversary of you asking me this question.
Yeah.
So.
Hashtag goals.
Hashtag goals. 5 year goals. We're going to put that in the podcast description. Okay. Well, that was season three episode. There's that hiss again.
Are you asking the last one? Oh, you wanted to do that one off.
Yeah. Okay. So, season three, episode one of Sips and Tips with the gin lemonade cocktail. And hope you enjoyed it. Let us know. Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and watch for polls and quizzes. And feel free to send us a message at kitschpodcast@gmail.com or tellyouforfree@gmail.com. We'd like to hear your questions, comments, concerns. Not that we'll do anything about them, but we'll, you know, we'd like to hear them.
Yep. See? I still don't have a sign off.
You don't have a sign off? We need to sing a song like Frasier. Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. No.
I'm not going to sing because everybody's going to be like, shut this off now. I'm never coming back.
Yeah, they'll kill it 30 seconds
can
sing, before the end.
Not me.
No. All right, well, we'll come up with something and we will see you all next week. This has been a 3x2 podcast production.